I'm Bruce Van Dyke along with Craig Adams, and joining us this morning to talk about vinyl records, believe it or not. And this is not sort of like a lesson in history in the sense. It's something that's really going on in 2017. We've got Chuck Gorman, who's with Barnes & Noble. He's a VP with Entertainment and Electronics, and they've got a vinyl weekend coming up kind of in celebration of the 2017 Grammys. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. How are you guys doing today?
Great. I understand you've spent some time in Cleveland yourself, right? You've got roots here.
A long time ago, yes. Long time ago. Great city. Miss it every day.
And is that where your record, vinyl record collection began?
You know, actually, even a little bit before then. I've been collecting vinyl records and music for most of my life. But, yeah, it's a great thing. And like you mentioned, it's a really current thing. This isn't really a history lesson. What this is it's a great way to experience music. It's a great way to own music. And we're celebrating that this weekend in conjunction with the Grammy Awards.
I went to Barnes & Noble. I was picking up, you know, I had to do some Christmas shopping and I was buying some books for my wife. And I was looking at some new books. And I turned around and I looked at what I thought was like a display of calendars, because they're about the same size. And there's Adele's face staring me back. And I realized, wait, these are vinyl records. And you've got them over at Barnes & Noble. Explain how this has come about, the resurgence of vinyl. We thought this was a dead format.
Well, you know, vinyl never really went away, and it was always part of the way people bought music. But over the last 5 years or so, people have really gotten excited about it, as you've been able to get music any way you want, between streaming and downloading and CDs and radio. There's a million ways to hear music, but vinyl gives you a great way to own music and a great way to share music and make it more of a social experience, and make it more of a way for the things that you really love, a way to get them, and to get the music the way the artist really intended it to be listened to.
We've often heard that vinyl gives you a warmer feel for what happened in the studio. Do you see that too?
You know, what I think happens is that a lot of our listening now is on headphones and earbuds and things like that. When you listen to vinyl records, usually you're listening over speakers, and it just sounds better. You know, there's people who will say it's a warmer sound, people who will say it's a cleaner sound. To me, it's just a better sound. And part of what we're doing this weekend to get people into the category is we have a number of different offers around vinyl records. We have 20% off some select Grammy nominees. We have 10% off everything else. And we also have 50% off a Crosley turntable. So if you're listening to this and you're curious about vinyl and you're not really in it yet, this is a great way to come into the store, see a great selection, and also get a turntable at an absolutely amazing offer price.
I was doing some research on this, and Craig, I Googled the phrase, how to play a record. And there is like over like 600,000 videos that people have produced of how to play a record with a record player. And I thought, wait a minute, this is something I learned at 5 years old, but apparently there's a little difference to this, and I guess a whole new generation. Who's buying this? Who's driving this sale of vinyl records?
I'd like to say that it's anyone who really loves music, which I think is true, but we're also seeing younger people, millennials in particular, have a real interest in this category and in this space. And I think that it's because the artists that they listen to and they love, they're all putting out their music on vinyl now, but it's also a way for them to listen to the Beatles or the Rolling Stones and really experience sort of the classic artists as well.
You mentioned sort of a social aspect to this. I remember records, you know, you'd hold them, you'd look at them, you'd study the art, and then when the CD came by, it was a tinier picture. Now you don't even have that to hold or look at. Is all of this sort of tactile process and sort of being in a room and having to actually put the record on, change it, you know, it's not, and that type of thing, is that added to this whole experience?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's a much more social experience. You know, the package themselves, you know, it's a great, you can see the image, it's great artwork, you have the liner notes, and you're really experiencing the music the way that the artist intended for it to be experienced. You know, the idea that here's this five or six songs on one side, you flip the record over, side A, side B. A lot of that was really lost when it all went digital. And now that's coming back, and it's just a different experience.
I recently saw on vinyl a new Roy Orbison LP, Older music, of course, catalog music. But I was surprised to see it was not a greatest hits collection. It was not a really well-known album, per se. It had maybe a song or two that later became hits. How was it determined what goes to vinyl now? That seemed like an oddity.
You know, it's something that every label has their own process around it. A lot of times what they're doing is they're looking at records that are deemed classic. You know, but someone like Roy Orbison, that's an artist that people have heard about, and, you know, they've probably heard Pretty Woman or one or two songs. But they'll go into the catalog and they'll say, hey, here's a great Roy Orbison record. If someone wants to learn about Roy Orbison, this is a record for them to get. And there's this sort of filtering process that's happening, and anything that's coming back out on vinyl is generally a pretty well-regarded record to begin with. You know, some of the things we're doing, frankly, is we're working with all the labels to have some exclusives. And we've got exclusive reissues from Louis Armstrong, from Maria Callas, but we also have contemporary records, you know, from people like Ben Folds. And this weekend, we have the Hamilton mixtape, which are songs inspired by and from the show Hamilton, done by contemporary artists. And we have that exclusively on vinyl.
You know, record stores kind of died away. Craig, there was a time when I used to buy records like at a hardware store or someplace like that. Nowadays, obviously, where they sell the books or any kind of media where that is. Talk about what's happening this weekend again for your vinyl weekend at Barnes & Noble.
Okay, so first of all, if you're curious about it, the best place to go look for more information is barnesandnoble.com. We have a Twitter hashtag, BN Loves Vinyl. And if you follow that hashtag, we're running various sweepstakes throughout the weekend with various different signed records that we're giving away. Now, for the weekend in store, we have 50% off a Crosley turntable. We have 20% off a number of Grammy-nominated albums from artists like Adele, 21 Pilots, Panic at the Disco, David Bowie, Radiohead, and Bon Iver. We also have 10% off all the rest of the vinyl in the store. So what we really have here is a great chance. There's going to be a lot of news around music. There's going to be a great Grammy show. This is a great way to come in and just get back into music. And anything you'd want to get on vinyl will be sale priced this weekend at Barnes & Noble.
Sounds great. Chuck Gorman, Barnes & Noble, VP of Entertainment and Electronics. Thanks for sharing some of this information. Appreciate it.